Yesterday, Saraji explained how one should be mindful on the objects. There are four types of objects to be noted. Kaya, the group of materiality, Vedana, feelings and sensations, Citta, thoughts, imaginations, and Dhamma, the general objects. And yesterday, Saraji explained how one has to be mindful of the most simple object, Kaya, how one should note when Kaya arises. Kaye Kayanupassi Viharati, when Kaya arises, one should observe it. And one should be observing presently arising object, naming them, labeling them, noting them, making a mental note of them repeatedly. And in noting the object, there should be atapi sambajano satima. Atapi is the one who has ardent effort. In order that the mindfulness should stick onto the object, one should exert effort in the noting. And what is the quality of effort? Effort has the quality of not giving chance for the defilements to arise, not giving any chance for defilements such as laziness from arising. In this way, having viriya effort, one prevents laziness from arising. When laziness has no chance to arise, the mind is fresh. So it is the quality of effort that effort does not give any chance for defilements from arising. In this way, one dispels defilements such as laziness, and one should be asserting ardent effort. Atapa is the ardent effort, and it can dry up, warm up the moisture of defilements. In this way, ardent effort has the quality of heating up, warming up, and drying up the moisture of defilements. In the practice of Satipatthana, if one does not exert effort, then mindfulness will not be cultivated. The mind will be going here and there. Lacking mindfulness, raga, lust arises based on desirable objects. Coming across good things to be seen, to be heard, to be tasted, to be touched, the moisture of lust arises. And when coming across undesirable objects, there is anger, hatred, aversion, grudge, and one will hold on to these defilements, not letting go of it, and the mind is moist and damp with these defilements. Just as when the clothes are damp and wet, the clothes are heavy, so it is not comfortable to be wearing damp, wet clothes. It will be very heavy. It is better to be wearing dry clothes, as the dry clothes are lighter. In the same way, when the mind has the moisture of defilements, it will be heavy. When the mind is overwhelmed by raga, lust, or when it is overwhelmed by dosa, anger, the mind will not be light or fresh. Ardent effort warms up and dries up the moisture of defilements. When noting rising and falling, one should assert effort so that sati mindfulness will stick onto the rising and falling. Asserting effort in the practice, kosaja, laziness, has no chance to arise, and other defilements have no chance to arise. In this way, ardent effort dries up the moisture of defilements. It is taught by the Buddha. When doing sitting meditation, one should be noting rising, falling as the primary object. As soon as the rising takes place, one should exert ardent effort in noting so that mindfulness will stick onto the object. One should not be cold, sluggish, or slow in noting, but one should be alert. One should not be gazing, stopping, but one should always be active, alert, ready to note the object. One should not be slow, sluggish. Only then, noting with activeness, alertness, with ardent effort, mindfulness will stick onto the object. When there is sustained mindfulness, samadhi, concentration, will automatically follow and knowledge will also arise. If there is one noting per second, in 1 minute, there will be 60 moments of mindfulness. Every time rising takes place, every time falling takes place, one should note it with effort so that mindfulness will sustain on the object. When the yogi exerts effort in the practice, yogi will possess this ardent effort. And if the yogi does not exert effort, yogi will not possess effort. If there is 60 moments of mindfulness per minute, in 5 minutes, there will be 300 moments. And there will be 300 moments of viriya effort in 5 minutes. If there is one noting per 2 seconds, then in 1 minute, there will be 30 moments of effort and 30 moments of mindfulness. Each moment of effort is not strong, but when they are combined together, when effort are continuous and combined together, effort becomes amazingly strong. So one is cultivating, increasing the effort, and it is bhavana. The example is given here. A rope is made up of many fibers. Each of the fiber itself is not strong, but when these fibers are entwined together into a rope, then it becomes very strong. In the same way, each moment of effort is not strong, but when effort is continuous one after another, and when they are combined, the energy or the power becomes great. So one should be noting with effort. But if the person is gazing, stopping, thinking, then there will be gaps between the effort, and the effort will not be strong. Only if these efforts are continuous and when they combine together, effort will become strong. And yogis should understand this fact that they should continuously exert effort so that effort will become stronger and stronger. As soon as the object arises, one should exert effort. And effort is called viriya, and viriya is also called as courage or effort. There are three stages of effort. The first one is arambha dhatu, initial effort. One should learn the method of practice and one should arrange to do practice. And in sitting meditation, one should be noting rising, falling as the primary object. One should breathe normally, focusing the mind on the abdomen. And when rising takes place, one should note it with effort so that mindfulness will stick onto the rising. And when falling takes place, one should exert effort so that mindfulness will stick onto the falling. In this way, in order to be able to note every rising, every falling, one should initiate the effort. During the practice, laziness can arise and there can be unpleasant sensations in the body, such as pains and ache. People usually are accustomed to staying in comfort. So when they come up with pains and ache, they tend to shift and move. If they are shifting, moving frequently, then viriya, effort, will not gain momentum, and sati and samadhi, mindfulness and concentration, will not develop quickly. When one comes across difficulties during the practice, and also when laziness arises, one wants to give up. One should not indulge in this laziness, but one should exert effort. One should step up the effort in order to overcome this stage. Replacing the laziness with effort, laziness will be dispelled. In this way, one should boost up, one should step up the effort in order to overcome laziness. People have their goal for themselves or for the society or for one's own nation. When working for one's goal, one should exert effort. In the practice, the goal is to remove the defilements that are causing the suffering. When mindfulness is cultivated, the defilements are getting less and less and weaker and weaker. And one should set the goal in this practice in order to gain the true peacefulness. And in order to reach the goal of peacefulness, true peacefulness, one should put effort stage by stage until one reaches one's goal. It is called Parakama Dhatu, the element of putting effort stage by stage until one reaches one's goal. In this way, in order to reach one's own goal, which is true happiness, one should assert these three stages of effort. Three stages of effort should be asserted in order to keep the mindfulness sustained on the object that arises. And one should be mindful, noting with effort, so that unwholesomeness, such as laziness, will have no chance to arise. Having effort, the unwholesomeness, such as laziness, have no chance to arise, and there will be wholesomeness. Only if the unwholesomeness are getting less and less, there will be more and more wholesomeness, and one will gain peacefulness. In the text, such kind of viriya is called sammapadana viriya. There are four kinds of sammapadana viriya. One should exert effort so that unwholesomeness, such as laziness, does not arise. And if unwholesomeness arises, one should make the effort so that such kind of similar unwholesomeness will not arise again. So in this way, one should prevent the unwholesomeness from arising. And if it arises, one should make the effort so that the same kind or similar kind of unwholesomeness will not arise, and the mind will be clean and cultured. As one practices more and more, the viriya effort becomes controlling faculty. In Pali, it is called indriya. Indriya is the controlling faculty. Bala, power. In this way, effort becomes controlling faculty or governing power. And thus, one overwhelms defilements such as laziness, and one gains victory on the defilements. When viriya effort is continuous, viriya gains momentum, and it is called arada viriya, diligent effort. The person who possesses diligent effort is said to be arada viriyo ko bhikkhave sukham viharati, meaning that the person who has diligent effort is free from disturbances of the unwholesomeness, and thus the person who possesses diligent effort lives in happiness and comfort. So it is the immediate benefit of possessing diligent effort. It explains why the person who possesses diligent effort lives in happiness and comfort. Paviveto papakehi akusalehi dhammehi. The person who possesses diligent effort is free from inferior, wrongful thoughts and unwholesomeness, and thus he or she lives in happiness and comfort. People usually do not know that they should control their mind, and they do not know that they should control their physical and verbal action. And thus, their body, speech, and mind become inferior, low, and unwholesome. People usually have sensual thoughts, wanting to see good things, wanting to hear good sounds, and so on, wanting to see better things, wanting to hear better things, and so on. So their sensual desire do not go any less, but they are mixed with these kama vitaka sensual thoughts. Having effort viriya, the mind will not be mixed with these wrongful thoughts. At times, when one comes across unsatisfactory things, then one will have anger, aversion, wanting to destroy others, wanting to kill others. So the mind is mixed with vyabhada, ill will, and there is vyabhada vitaka, ill will thoughts. And the mind will not be in happiness mixed with these ill will thoughts. At times there is envy, jealousy, stinginess. One wants to give trouble to others. There are vihimsa vitaka, cruelty thoughts. In this way, the mind is mixed with these wrongful thoughts. The mind is mixed with any one of these wrongful thoughts in turns. Within 24 hours, mostly the mind is mixed with wrongful thoughts, especially kama vitaka, sensual thoughts. In this way, people are spending much of their time with mitya vitaka, three kinds of wrongful thoughts, and thus their mind become inferior, degraded, being mixed with these wrongful thoughts. Having viriya, effort, the mind will not be mixed with these wrongful thoughts, and thus the mind will be clean. To explain it in terms of vipassana jnana, at the stage of uddiyabhaya jnana, insight into fears arising and passing away, at the stage of uddiyabhaya jnana, effort becomes quite strengthened. And at that stage, the viriya is called pagaha viriya, persistent effort. It is going momentum. It is going higher and higher. It does not stagnate in the middle. It does not deteriorate, but it is getting higher and higher. And it is pagaha viriya, persistent effort. Exerting effort higher and higher, one becomes more and more free from the gravity of defilements, and one cultivates vipassana knowledge higher and higher. And when finally, when the knowledge becomes mature, the effort becomes paripona viriya, accomplished effort. For those yogis who practice diligently, accurately, according to the guidance and instruction, reaches uddiyabhaya jnana even within 7 days. But for those who practice in an easygoing way, who are practicing flippantly, such kind of person will not reach such kind of insight knowledge quickly. When there are samavitaka, the rightful thoughts, how will the mind be? And how will the physical, verbal behavior be? It will be blameless, pure, clean, and gentle. Based on sila, morality, one makes a profit of sila, morality. And through the practice, practicing diligently, sati and samadhi, mindfulness and concentration will also be cultivated. And priyutta nakilesa, the obsessive defilements will not have chance to arise. And even if they arise, one will be mindful of it and it will be removed quickly. And samadhi, concentration, is cultivated. And when the noddy mind is direct or face-to-face with the object, one discerns the true nature. Discerning the true nature, latent, dormant defilements are getting weaker and weaker. And one fulfills sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. The body, speech, and mind become pure, clean, gentle, and knowledge arises, which are one's true welfare and benefit. When the person is working and earning, the person will have good business, and thus he or she, as well as the family, will live comfortably. The more the person's business is good, the higher the living standard will be, and the person does not have to worry. The sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, are the person's true welfare and benefit. The person's true welfare and benefit of sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, they are not minor, but they are great. It is called mahanda, high and great. And one fulfills sila, samadhi, and panya, and one will be free from the mitya vitaka, wrongful thoughts, and thus one will live in comfort and happiness. The opposite of arada viriya is called kusita. Kusita, lazy person, is the opposite of diligent person. Arada viriya, the person with diligent effort, lives in happiness and comfort as he or she gains one's true welfare and benefit of sila, samadhi, and panya. Whereas kusita, lazy, indolent person, is just the opposite. Kusito bhikkhave dukkham viharati vokeno papakehi akusalehi dhammehi mahantan sadattan hapeti. Lazy, indolent person lives in suffering mixed with unwholesomeness, and the person loses one's great welfare and benefit. While others are practicing for one's own true welfare and benefit, lazy, indolent person does not make the effort to practice for his or her true benefit, even though he or she has the favorable circumstances. In this way, the person is lazy, indolent, and the other people curse him as the lazy one. The lazy one has the disgusting lazy habit. So while others are practicing diligently, the lazy ones do not make the effort, being lazy and indolent. And such kind of person are blamed by others as lazy. And lazy, indolent person lives in suffering, mixed with kama vitaka, sensual thoughts, vyabada vitaka, ill will thoughts, and vihimsa vitaka, cruel thoughts. And because people are in the sensual realm, they are spending much of their time with sensual thoughts and sensual pleasure. As they are wasting their time much with sensual happiness, sensual pleasure, they fail to practice for their true benefit of sila, samadhi, and panya. And it is said that mahantan cha sadatan hapeti, lazy, indolent person loses one's great benefit. Briefly, lazy, indolent person who is lacking three stages of effort will not be able to remove the unwholesomeness, and thus the person cannot purify himself, herself, and the person cannot remove the inferior unwholesomeness. And today, Saraji talks on this diligent effort, and Saraji encourages the yogis, may you all be able to practice being mindful every single second, being mindful of every arising object without missing, without failing, noting the object with ardent effort, and may you all be able to uplift yourself to a purified high stage. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu.